It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. This morning we'll visit with old-time Appalachian fiddler John D. Morris. He'll share memories of how he remembers learning his craft.
You had to go to the old people to learn it. You had to go into their homes, and you had to be respectful of them. You had to win their respect.
That's coming up. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. West Virginia University researchers have found that suicide rates are higher among some Medicaid-insured youth than those with private insurance. Carol Lofton reports.
Researchers analyzed suicide trends among 10 to 18-year-olds in 16 states. They found that the suicide rate for Medicaid-insured youth ages 10 to 14 of both genders was higher than in non-Medicaid youth. Lead researcher Dr. John Campo said the difference may be because kids in the Medicaid population may be exposed to more trauma than wealthier peers, and trauma is associated with suicide risk. Preventing suicide attempts in this population may start with screening Medicaid enrollees for depression and impulse control problems, the researcher said. The data was pulled from a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention database that tracks violent death rates in 32 states. West Virginia and Kentucky are not among them, but Ohio and Virginia are. The study was published this month in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
A new apprenticeship program through the West Virginia Folklife Program is helping connect apprentices with master traditional artists in West Virginia. We heard from several of these folklorists in a recent episode of Inside Appalachia called Appalachia's Folkways, Handmade and Passing It On. You can listen back to that show on wvpublic.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Roxy Todd has this story about one of the people involved in the apprenticeship program, learning old-time fiddle music.
One of the teachers is fiddler John D. Morris, a fiddler who lives in Clay County, West Virginia. Here he is playing a fiddle tune with student Jen Iskew. They recorded that at John's home last fall, about halfway through the apprenticeship. When they started, Jen was very new to fiddling.
John is a great teacher because he is super patient and challenging in that he will play a tune over and over and will make me feel like I already know how to play it inside of me. I just need to just play it. You know, there's not a ton of talking about it. It's just do it and play it. And I'm always surprised by how much I get from that and how patient he is with me.
The thing that first drew Jen to want to learn West Virginia's fiddle tunes was the urge to make friends and feel part of a social circle of musicians.
So for me, I came into old-time music because I had moved to West Virginia and because I fell in love with West Virginia and wanted to stay here. And I started getting into this old-time community around people who are my age who played, and then they learned from this older generation who also, you know, learned from their family and their neighbors.
Jen got a job at the Augusta Heritage Center in Elkins, and there she met John Morris. He's one of the most knowledgeable fiddlers in the state. She wrote John a letter asking if he would teach her to learn fiddle. For the past year, she's traveled once a month to his home, where he lives with his partner, Barbara.
What started out as me looking for friends to hang out and play music with turned into me coming to John's house every month and having dinner with him and Barbara and just listening to him talk about Clay County and meeting, you know, other folks throughout the region and sitting down with them and hearing their stories. It's given me more of a home than I could have ever imagined. And it's like a home without a physical place. It's an invisible presence in my life that wasn't there before.
This personal, informal learning style is very similar to how most old-time music makers learned in years past. It's how John learned.
When I was learning old-time music, you had to go to the old people to learn it. You had to go into their homes, and you had to be respectful of them. You had to win their respect. You had to learn their ways. You had to be a friend to make a friend.
For me, the deeper I go into learning to play the fiddle, but not just learning to play the instrument, but the stories behind the tunes, it becomes less about myself and the disattachment that we have around us from our phones and the screens, and connects you to something bigger, to the past, to universal truths that have withheld the test of time. And it's just really nice to get outside of the hustle and bustle and just like sit down and be calm and listen for a while. I don't think we do that enough anymore.
What I liked about old-time music, the thing that I liked the most is no longer here. It was the people that played it. The old people that I had so much fun with, and they were so much a part of my life. And now it's the young people. They're really great.
Again, that was fiddler John D. Morris and his fiddle student, Jen Ischio. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd.
Thanks to West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Russ Barber for gathering those interviews. Russ is working on a documentary about the old-time music community in West Virginia and its influence on country music. That documentary will air later this year on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.
Hi, Caitlin Tan here. You may know me from my role as a folklife reporter for Inside Appalachia. Working from Morgantown, I'm not far from many talented artisans and craftspeople. I love highlighting their beautiful work that's made right here in our historic mountains. So please protect and sustain the unique coverage we give Appalachian arts and culture. Become a sustainer today at wvpublic.org.